Our guest is Apostle C.E. Proctor, Dallas Fort Worth Community Choir. Apostle Proctor, how are you today?
Well, praise the Lord, Brother H.J. I'm excited and elated to be a part of Gospel Spotlight, the most inspirational gospel program in the country.
Hey, well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I know you're excited about your project. Tell us about your project.
Well, man, I tell you what, we'll be talking from here the next year, but, you know, Lord is good. We thank God for allowing us to use his talents and his skills that he's given us to produce our album, which is entitled I've Been Waiting. Of course, myself, Apostle C. Proctor, and the Dallas-Fort Worth Community Choir, and we were just enjoying the time and the moment and giving the Lord glory for what he's doing across the country with our new work.
Now, the project, I've Been Waiting. There are several songs on your project. You beautiful ballads, the up-tempo songs, the sort of traditional with today's flair. What's your favorites when it comes to doing? Is it the ballads, the beautiful anointed ballads? Is it the up-tempo contemporary? Or is it the traditional songs with sort of the today's flair?
Well, you know, it's funny you ask. You know, every time I call myself picking out a song that, you know what, I really like this song, the next thing you know, it skips to track two, three, or four, you know, five or six or seven, and, you know, it's like, oh, man, I like this one. So, you know, each song in itself has its own flavor and it caters its own gender, and it has its own message to what we're trying to put out in our music ministry. You know, one of the songs, you know, of course, that actually sticks out of my mind is the number one cut, which is Speak to Me, Jesus. You know, it has such a dynamic meaning to it, and I think at every point in someone's life, they need the Lord to speak to them, and not in a natural sense, but in a spiritual sense, and speak to our situation, speak to our problems. If any may encounter problems, or speak to just anything that pertains to our spiritual life, and, you know, of course, if God speaks to it, whatever the situation is, it's got to straighten up.
Speak to Me, Jesus is a very beautiful song, and when I first heard the project, that song really stuck out, you know, in my mind, and I had to play that song two or three times. What were you thinking about when you wrote that song?
Well, you know, the Lord gave all the songs that we actually have on the album was given to me in vision to write, and some I was standing in the shower and telling my wife, I said, hey, run and get a pen, a piece of paper. You know, God's given me something, and it's just a message within itself. Of course, if you listen to every song on the album, a lot of the songs deal with spiritual warfare, deliverance, and that's what the message that we're reaching out to those that are in need of a miracle or in need of God pulling them out of a circumstance or a situation. And, of course, Speak to Me, Jesus. You know, a lot of times we're wanting to give up as believers and throw in the towel. Even as the intro says, hey, don't make a move until the Lord give you the message, you know, because there's a word, a rhema word, that's designed to pull each and every one of us out of a situation.
The song, I Am Determined. Tell us about that song.
Oh, I Am Determined, again, you know, deals with being able to press forward and to press forward to the mark of the high calling in Christ, and being able to reach out beyond a natural being into a spiritual essence, and saying that I am determined no matter what comes my way. I'm determined. You know, the Bible says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So no matter what we're faced with, I'm determined to press forward, to move forward, and no matter what comes my way, you know, that determination is greater than the circumstance.
Our guest is Apostle C.E. Proctor, the Dallas-Fort Worth Community Choir. Being Dallas-Fort Worth, by even saying the name Dallas-Fort Worth, what kind of pressure is that on you, Apostle Proctor?
Well, it's kind of strange you ask again. You know, I was talking to some radio personnel up in Canada on yesterday, and I was asked the same questions. And, you know, one thing that comes to a lot of people's mind is the traditional DFW Mass Choir, and which is a dynamic choir. We give them all the accolades of the work that they've accomplished in the music ministry and yet still accomplishing. And then, of course, another thing comes to mind is, you know, Kirk Franklin, which is from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, raised in Fort Worth. A lot of people relate, of course, Dallas to those two dynamic entities in music ministry. And now, of course, when they hear DFW, they're linking it to the community choir, which is an awesome thing. We just want to let people know that, hey, you know, we're here in the city of Dallas-Fort Worth, have great talent, and that we're here to release and to be prolific in all the things that God has given us to share in the music ministry.
Apostle Proctor, is there a particular praise song on your project that you really like?
Well, the praise song, the song called "Oh What a Friend," I believe is cut number 6, that is somewhat contemporary but yet praise. That you know, we've noticing that a lot of choirs and churches are wanting to use that song in their praise ministry, doing their church services, and which is an honor for us. For someone to even think about using that song for their ministry to sing during their congregational time. It's awesome praise. It's kind of somewhat of a traditional, contemporary type of a song, and I think it's just definitely for everyone, and it's basic and simple, but yet get the message across at the same time.
Who are you trying to reach? Are you trying to reach choirs, or who in general are you trying to reach with this project?
Well, you know, choirs, groups, you know, just whoever. You know, one of the things that we're trying to do is one of the things that I like to have someone to pay close attention to is the message is definitely in the lyrics and the music. And if you really pay attention to what's being said, it really touches souls, hearts, and minds. And, you know, just who's, you know, like Jesus said, whosoever will, you know, let him come. So whosoever will, that will receive what we have to offer for is a music ministry. We definitely welcome them. And again, we try to keep everything defined for us, what we do for us, the music and the leads and the vocals, et cetera. And we're just excited about how God is using us to even touch other ministries and other groups as well.
Finally, tell us about a live program. What can we expect?
A live show as in a concert?
Yes.
Oh, man, you don't want to touch that. You don't want to touch that.
Hey, all right. Hey.
Listen, we're preparing to travel across the country right now, and I tell you what, our show is just dynamic. I mean, it's 3D all the way for sure. I mean, you're going to get more than you anticipated or even expect. And that's the thing about the walking in the glory of God, being able to give you what God has given us. And I tell you what, it's just an awesome thing. People are calling all across the country, inviting us to different places. And we're just excited to be able to share the music ministry with them. And I tell you what, it will definitely be a show that you'll never, ever forget. I know those are strong words, but hey, you know, when God stands behind you, I tell you what, there's nothing impossible.
Our guest, Apostle C.E. Proctor and the Dallas-Fort Worth Community Choir. Don't forget, pick up the project. It's entitled "I've Been Waiting," and you will definitely be blessed. And when they're in your town, when they're near you, don't forget the name, Apostle C.E. Proctor, the Dallas-Fort Worth Community Choir. He said it will be a show that you'll never forget. Apostle Proctor, thank you very much for taking your time with us.
God bless you, and God bless Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you very much. Apostle C.E. Proctor.